but everyone's going to be able to hear that. Huh? You'll be, all that will be heard. Don't.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Gunwash News time, it is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone's in studio. We have a very special guest, the one Messiah Says, who was extremely, extremely excited to take out this beautiful instrument that he has, and we're going to hear a lot about that and much more coming up next on Gunwash.
Gunwash.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Thursday evening. It is the 3rd of July. Tomorrow will be Independence Day. Hey, Mr. Messiah Says, how do you feel about Independence Day?
Yo. Yo. That's all he got to say.
Oh, my God. That's all he's got. Well, Armando looking very, very slick tonight, especially.
What's up, Aaron?
Not too much. Had a weird couple of days here.
Me too.
But all of a sudden, this man walked into my life. Messiah Says.
He's gonna make it all
better.
He
changed everything, man. I thought he was fucking with me, but he changed everything.
That's how I'm gonna be when I'm 80.
He taught me how to use my phone, and he's like, he's gyrating in a way that's extremely extremely interesting right now.
He just put his penis in the guitar.
Not in a real way, but maybe. So, anyway, would you like to introduce yourself? I know there's a ton of stuff to talk about, but maybe you just start by saying who you are and what you're doing here this evening. You said that it was a mission to get here.
It started back in probably
1889.
So, and Odetta was at the Cathedral of St. John Divine on New Year's Eve, and Philippe Petit was walking across a wire in the place, and I was invited to be there.
Odetta, our own Odetta?
It was Odetta.
Yeah.
Wait, in 1989?
Something like that, because,
Yeah, well, years are...
And there were 1,000 people in the place, and each one had a candle, and they lit the candle, and she sang this little light of mine.
Oh, you were in a choir.
I'm going to let it shine. No, it wasn't. And the whole place erupted in music, and it was beautiful.
She did a cappella?
She started a cappella, and then everyone joined in.
See, you seem so deeply rooted in music, but you say you can only play 3 songs, but I don't know. Before, you were playing, like, a lot of songs and stuff. Like, or maybe it's just different variations on the same song, but then you'll gyrate and scream and talk.
Yes, exactly.
It's really, really entertaining. But he's good. I mean, am I wrong about that? I mean, you play folk music. You play plays good music. All right.
It's better than me.
Better than, well, come on. Everything's subjective. Well, it will be Gunwash tonight. I'm happy to see that Jack Inslee is in studio. Unfortunately, no Herbert Spliffington tonight. Jack, we are very, very happy to see you, whether you feel that way or not. Okay.
Jack, did you bring me some frogs?
Spliffington's not here. He's in Jamaica. He is out there with Miss Lily's.
Casually.
I support all that. It's for, he's a pal, and Miss Lily's is cool.
He's bringing back Jamaican cigarettes.
Yeah, he's bringing back.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, we don't smoke cigarettes.
He's bringing you a gift.
That's what he said last year.
As a matter of fact, well, he's forgetful. As a matter of fact, we talked earlier about the act of smoking, and I think it may actually be relevant to tonight's show. Possibly. I'm not exactly sure. You can find us every Thursday night at gunwash.com. We broadcast live from the heritageradionetwork.org. Jack Inslee's our producer, along with Odetta Hartman. Wyatt Burns is usually here, but he's absent. Not sure what's going on with that. That's okay, though. He's fine.
Damn, I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Absent. Yeah, we've been out at the same school. This ain't school, right, Messiah?
Messiah Says.
Yo, I want to know about your name. I want to know about your name, but we got to go to music first. I need a little bit of
music.
He's
going to play music, or is Jack going to play music?
Well, Messiah Says is going to play music, but right now we're going to go to just like one musical break because I just got to get warmed up. So here we go. Gunwash.com. Call in at 718-497-2128. You're listening to me and Armando and Messiah Says.
Bye.
Just got to say smoke your guns up. None of mercy, and keep away from the cancer. None of mercy, I just gotta say, I got my ganja diploma. I went to the ganja college. None of mercy, increase my wisdom, understanding, and my knowledge. None of mercy, just gotta say, we got a man called Cutty. Ganja, feel nobody dodgy.
Now the man said, hey, smoke your herb, give tongue some praise, and make we think constructive and brave, because it was born on King Solomon, where he was the wisest man in his days. Oh, I'm serious, man, I make no joke, ganja me smoke and not coke, I will never drink them rum and me no eat poke, I go sailing on this white man boat, I have frizzle already on me the chronic, me have some preserve, but I wanna make tonic, crack in the coke, all those things must abolish, feet a touch bun chalice, in a Buckingham Palace, me say, ganja man me come to congratulate. And with no code, me not go collaborate. When them a demonstrate, or when them a portray, so them a illustrate. When them a contaminate, the younger youths them mind for them this white girl cake. Then them a come the iron tool as a fox state. Right out a run to Mount Zion I gate. Make it while the sunshine, don't be too late. Good things in a life, the killer a penetrate. And can't just mess it, is what we come to dedicate. Youth, now make your life go to waste. Hey, smoke your herb, give down some praise, it make me think constructive and brave, because it was born on King Solomon grave, he was the wisest man in his days. Oh, I'm serious, me nah make no joke, ganja me smoke and not coke, I will never drink no rum and me nah eat poke, I go sailing on this white human boat, I have frizzle already.
I'm a hoping it's me she love,
sorry Coco home tea she love.
No, it's me she love. Darling, why do I get butterflies?
Right.
Every time I kissing you.
Hey, 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 hey!
When you hold me tight.
Really? Tell me, let's talk about it. Hey, Jack. Oh, all right. Cool. That's right. You're right. I'm right. You're right. We're right.
What did he say?
I know. I was thinking about when we were going to come back in, but it's better to have a little bit of music. He knows I like that. Anyway, it's Gunwaz, baby. Come on out, y'all. It's Thursday night. It is almost 4th of July. What are you doing? What are you guys doing for 4th of July? Anyone doing anything?
I'm still in a bunch of fireworks.
It's an Odetta Hartman concert tomorrow night.
Oh, right. What is that? Wait, where? Oh, she just left. I was going to say she
I'll do the PSA thing. It's the Brooklyn Night Bazaar tomorrow, July 4th. Spirit Family Reunion, Gun Fight, not to be confused with Gun Wash, and Odetta Hartman for free.
Well, that's great. Spirit Family Reunion, very
nice.
Yeah,
we don't like confusion.
Very nice. Yeah.
I am so there.
Yo, he is so there. Messiah says, now, I'm so happy that you came out tonight. You told me that it was an adventure, and I was trepidated. I was like, what kind of adventure could this guy be talking about? And he said, oh, well, I came from Park Slope. And okay, so how come that's such an adventure for you?
Well, I don't like to go north of 14th Street.
But okay,
and,
fair enough.
And this is a little bit far north and a little bit far east for me. It's just a quirk, you know. My wife is gone to Cape Cod.
You talk a lot about your wife.
My
all
wife
of a
is special.
Yeah, your wife is very special. But there's a
is
lot
she
of special.
Hot?
Is she? Is your wife hot? He wants to know.
When the first time my wife saw me, she moved as far away as she could in the classroom as she possibly could.
So you knew your wife when you were when you were a kid.
We got married in college, and the first time she saw me, she moved as far away as she could, and then within 2 months, we went out on a date. And she moved in with me that night. We didn't sleep apart for 15 years.
But why?
Wow.
But why would you think that she would move away from you and do something like that? And
because
then
I was being cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is the other thing. So he's so...
He's Messiah a cute
says,
guy.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. Messiah says... Armando says, you know, this guy's a prankster. And he says, you know, a lot of people think that I'm... I don't remember the word he
obnoxious.
Said. A lot of people think I'm obnoxious, but I try to explain to them that I'm cute, and that's really what they mean.
They just don't get it.
You were such a, you know, you were so wacky off the mic, and now you seem like you're just great. You seem like you're totally with it to me.
I'm as wacky as you can want me to be, bro.
Yeah, bro.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Amsterdam?
No, I mean, well, what I was going to ask you is why is your... listen, we know your real name isn't Messiah Says. We know that because...
Why am I called Messiah
Says? Yeah, well, why are you called Messiah Says?
Because my genius son named me Messiah Says because I went from being a complete and total asshole to being a person who is in complete touch with the source of love in this galaxy.
Well, you play that guitar. That's a beautiful guitar. Can you tell me why you were an asshole?
Because I was the senior vice president of an industrial distributorship.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. What's going on with that? So wait, you used to sell
everything I do. I do it, so I have to do it exactly the right way, or I don't do it.
So what was going on with that? Are you
that's
from?
How I do love.
You originally from New York?
I'm from Long Island.
Okay, so you're from Long Island.
Yeah.
You're in your young adulthood. You start selling what? Industrial tools or what? Or what
no,
is?
No, not my. I didn't have my first job until I was 29.
Oh, well, that's okay.
That's right. It was working for my dad because I had quit law school.
Well, if you thought you were going to quit, why'd you get into it then?
You have no idea how much pressure there was.
A lot.
I was born to do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be, no. And it was time that was wasted.
But do you think that you were meant to waste that time?
There is no doubt that that is true.
Wow. Interesting.
That's easy.
So why were you an asshole?
Because the job called for it.
Okay, but so what is that? I don't understand. You were so.
One time I came into work and they said to me, "Hey, guess who's dead?" And I said, "Boom, Tony something." I don't remember his name, and if I did, I wouldn't say it. And they said, "Yep."
Wait, I don't understand. I don't get that. Explain that to me. Like, I know that that is. I know that that's funny.
That was a good joke.
Well, I understand that it's a joke, but explain to me why that has to do with your job being making you an asshole.
They found he was the electricals. He was the superintendent for Local 3 at the. Jacob Javits Convention Center when they were constructing it, and he was a real fucking asshole.
So you're saying that people's sentiment at the gig were almost joking, or not joking, but
no, they knew that I would be interested. They knew when they came in, they said, "Guess who's dead?" And I just said his name.
That's really bad.
Those are the kinds of people that I had to deal with.
Okay, so you're saying in your line of work that those were a lot of those kinds of people who you wouldn't have skipped a beat if you found out they had.
Listen, my job was to get the fucking tools on the job for the fucking plumber. You understand? Yeah, fucking plumber, you ain't got fucking patience. You don't give a fuck if you didn't do it. What?
So I don't get it. So what were the products?
Industrial tools.
Okay, like
rigid tools.
Like things that saw, or things that pick up, or things that move.
Good questions. All of those. Yeah. All of the things. Would you like to hear one of the better stories?
Yeah, I want to know all of them. But tell me the best one you got.
I got a call from Three Mile Island.
Okay. Oh, that's the radioactive one, right?
And. You know, I was well known to them because I had been a supplier before the accident. And in fact, I got the 1956 Telecaster as a result of, you know, working with people at Three Mile Island. But
a guitar?
I did.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So what year did the disaster happen?
I don't know. Start 80-something, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
83, maybe.
Okay.
And the guy calls me up and says, "Hi, my name's Whitey."
Whitey.
Yeah, Wilder.
I'm from Bechtel.
Wait, what?
I'm from Bechtel, Bechtel. Bechtel. They're still around. Yeah, check them out. They're interesting people.
I'm from Bechtel.
They're religious people, believe in God.
They walk around with a big cross. Big crosses.
Anyhow,
all day.
He says, I gotta cut something. I said, "Yeah." Because the first thing when you're selling somebody a blade to cut a diamond, because you ask me if I sell stuff to cut, you got to know what they're cutting, because it makes a difference what blade they're going to use.
Clearly.
That's right. So I said, "Then what you cutting, Whitey?" He says, "I don't rightly know." He says, "The closest I could get to it is with a robot." I said, "Let me give you the phone number for the factory." I didn't want that one.
Oh, you didn't want that one. So that meant that the job that the guy was asking required something really dangerous.
It was beyond my capacity, so I wouldn't do it because I'm like that. You understand?
I understand.
All of the things that I do. That's what I teach. That's what I'm teaching Vincent. That's what I'm teaching Tom. That's what I'm teaching to all the people.
Yes,
you will never give up. Never.
Yeah, you are a teacher. That seems as though. And when did you go from being an industrial tool CEO guy to being not an asshole and a teacher? In fact, I don't know if you're a teacher, but you know.
Yeah,
what I mean.
I am a teacher.
Okay, fair enough. Thank
Sensei.
You. I don't. Yeah, I say it like I see it or whatever.
Guru.
Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah, you're a rabbi. Yeah, yeah. You look like a rabbi.
You know, that's you're yeah, not you the first.
Like, you
look
like a.
You look like Eliezer himself.
If I changed the hat, you would think that I was.
Oh!
You have a kippah.
I have your kippah
on
at the moment.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Why do you have that on under your hat?
So we went to the genius. Here's why.
I just like.
Here's why. The genius said, in 2006, let's go to Amsterdam to celebrate the celebration. I said, "It's all right." I didn't even know there was such a place.
Oh!
And then I went online, and there it was, and they had these mushrooms.
Oh, okay. Like psychedelic mushrooms?
I guess you would call them psychedelic. I would call them keys.
Did you see it?
You call them keys. Okay. All right. So you call them keys, the mushrooms, that they're key. They open doors, in other words.
We had fun. The whole family. It was a beautiful thing. Then the next year, I went back all by myself on Cannabis Cup Week. Did you know that there's a Cannabis Cup Week in Amsterdam?
Yeah. I think they do one over here now, too. But yeah, that's a famous thing, the Cannabis Cup out
just
there.
Just before Thanksgiving.
It's just before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
So you get your munchies up.
So I went, and I just engaged in what Terrence McKenna would have called a heroic event.
Interesting. And you came out of it as a teacher? No. That came later.
I went to the borderline of consciousness. I went to where it comes from.
Yeah, but how do you come back from that?
A good question.
Yeah.
And the answer is you don't. However, you can be in both places at the same time.
Sick. You know, earlier on, when we were outside, you said there is no fucking God. But that's not something you actually...
I was quoting my genius son.
You're quoting your genius son?
How old's your son?
Yeah, how old's your son?
My son is 30.
Okay, and he's a genius.
Some people would say so. So, I mean, that he's the one that Name Me Messiah says. So, he was once working for a very large computing company.
Oh, you mentioned that. Okay, yes.
And he was being... introduced to a group of senior vice presidents.
Okay.
And he was introduced, he was 23. He was introduced as a god.
They said, hey, this guy's a god.
Praise
like,
him.
From computing or writing stuff?
A god of SQL is what he said.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah. I don't know much about that stuff, but it sounds like smart guy stuff.
If he's the god of SQL and he names me Messiah Says, then what does that fucking make me?
I guess.
And I'm trying to explain this to my wife and my family. They won't listen to me. He named me.
He named Messiah you Messiah Says. But why? Why? What Messiah? Okay, Messiah is what? What's the Messiah? The Messiah is the one who comes back to relieve us of our whatever, right?
Misery.
I guess. I mean, that's what I think of it as, but.
It is to understand that the source of your being is perfect.
Interesting.
And you cannot have perfection as your source and not be perfect.
So, okay.
But why accept that name, though?
Only because it's what we call it. I actually called it love.
You called it love.
I call it love. And it's what we call it. And the reason that I say that is because it's the way that we... It's one of the ways that we communicate with each other is through language. And it's very difficult because...
I'm the number one rock star on the planet.
Come on, you're Brooklyn. I'm going to kick your fucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You,
And then people say, well, what are you talking about? I'm saying,
that's what
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My name's Messiah Says. How are you?
So sometimes you change it up a little bit.
Well, you know, sometimes. But where were we?
Well, what about the music?
The music.
I mean, you're freaking me out with this slide guitar machine.
I would like to explain something to you about the music. And it's I would like to just make sure that everybody understands that the reason for the... The reason for that is Jeremiah Lockwood.
Okay, and who's Jeremiah Lockwood?
Jeremiah Lockwood is my teacher. Jeremiah Lockwood is a genius.
I see.
And all of these things that I've done tonight are from Jeremiah.
So you're a copycat?
No.
No.
He is my sensei and I am his student.
I see.
He cannot do it the way I do. And never in 1,000 years could I even be able to even almost watch what he does. But at the same time, he can't do what I do because I'm too sloppy.
Well, you know, we got like five more minutes till the next segment. Why don't we play a tune? Do you want to play a little tune? We got like a couple minutes.
Really?
Yeah, let's play a tune. Do whatever you want, man.
Jam out, dude.
Go ahead, man. Jam out. I want to hear it.
Don't stop. I'm gonna put on my pick. Don't stop. Don't stop. Not that one. Come on now.
Better put it on.
Heritage Foundation Radio or something, right? What do we call this place?
Call it Heritage Radio Network.
Heritage Radio Network. That's why I break my guitar. Jeremiah Lockwood.
There it is. And from the One Messiah Says, unbelievable sounds. It's like a, it's like David Grisman right before my eyes. Wow. Mixed with something crazy. Excellent. Well, listen, we got a lot more things to talk to Messiah Says about, and we got a few minutes. We're going to go to some music. You know, you're listening to Gunwash. Messiah looks like he's leaning back, taking a little rest.
Oh, wow.
Took it out of him. He's good, though. He's good. He's gonna be back soon. He'll be back soon. Well, listen, hey, we're on Gunwash Center. You can find us every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Yeah, look at him stretch. We're going to come back with Mondo.
Looks like a ballerina.
We're going to come back with Mondo in about 15 minutes. Call-ins are 718-497-2128. Come on back now.
One shy, one get tongue tied. But when she bucks shabba, she go tell them bye-bye. They wonder which one of them she love. Which one of them she love. Which one of them she love. They wonder which one of them she love.
I'm hoping it's me she love.
Yeah. Down to Herbert's Pick up Angela Wilson.
I said squeeze. My song will kill a son boy with ease. Cause the melody line I'm putting in.
In the building.
She dropped me your knife, want to stop me up. She dropped me your knife, want to cut me up. Wanna sit down, she just won't hear me and
company, me a diplomat. Girl, go away.
It is currently 4:13.
See, she won't come there with stars. She won't come live with stars.
What do you think we're going to do at 4:20?
A superstar. She don't know how to treat you.
I think at 4:20 on 4:20, you have to like smoke crack or something.
This is from the past. It's Spliffington on High Trip Field Power. Miss Lilies.
We have a lot of weed tunes in the box.
As me come out, man, the sight of me in the van. With a brown skin girl and a little friend in the nest. Take me to St. Anne's where the sense you come from. Ganja may, yeah. Where you get your ganja from? Ganja may, yeah. Where you get your money from? When me read St. Anne, I'm a sight of Rasta man. Plant for me suitcase in a M and I say, take me to the boss, man.
If anybody out there listening, if anybody out there can help us think of some reggae tunes about weed, we're looking for reggae songs about smoking weed.
What's good? This is Marco NT, Mr. AOK, and I'm chilling on gunwashradio.internet.
He's so high, he keeps forgetting to go home.
Emmanuel, leave it every time. Marcus, yeah, leave it every time. Where we say, oh, that just light up the child, make me more dumb. I pray for a John Bob, all the boys. We don't lose a bell, all the weep and moan. One turn on a body car. Oh, the big man shout, and I'll be in the make me talk down road. I pray for a John Bob, all the boys. We don't lose a bell, all the weep and moan. One turn on a ball. Where we say, Israel, shake the shaker, and make me shake down road.
Holy Lord, I think the munchies just kicked in. Cafe just got rammed.
Come back to me, I everything insecure. Rich I get rich and the poor I get poor. Come back to me, say panel skull poor. Come back to me, say dirt man skull poor. You say John Poe Pan, I'll come up on tour. DJ down your hair insult me, what more? Who man a plan, I'll be march on tour. Tour Kingston and I'll go tour Portmore. But me know they will let them move next for sure. And the DJ, them non-teach people no more. I'll be clashing and fighting them, no unite no more. All I tell you, tell them give the book like a sword. It seems like the people, them no love God no more. As long as I sing, it's and culture.
that's all the cure. I signed my back all I want to do that family from Jamaica, Warren Pinto, preaching, teaching the people for sure. And that is a belly man upon me door. If you ignore me, sir, after me come back to Jamaica, enough things gone wrong. You know the woman, them different from the man. All of them are just in a different pollution.
We're in the smoking section right now.
Man, I take the money, you know, go over, man. Man, I grudge food and they no stop in the man. For the plenty right, and them labor long. Man, I was a road, I lick down with no check, man. Down the little picking it in the prank. This is one thing we get free overstand. Most of the youth, them stop the trust, the man. Them get free, no, they're a stand, the right tradition. And respect till I see as the almighty one. It's not this and the fall, go inside, the solution. Left from the head, and over from the front. Preaching, preaching, the
preaching. Hey, this is Chris Pfeiffer. You're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Moving along. Sounds of Herbert Flippington.
You lost 105 pounds?
I have.
Well, let me tell you something. I've been getting a little bit weird looking recently. What do you do for exercise? Armando, you were talking to him about that earlier, weren't you?
Yeah, I saw him stretching like a ballerina.
Ask him about it right now. Go ahead, go ahead.
Can I have my song, please?
Yeah, seriously.
Supposed to meet with the genius, and he ain't ready for me.
I'm here.
It was the other genius. It was the other genius, and was the other genius too. So I got on the L train and I come to 10th Street. It was early. And there she was, sitting on the step. She said, how do you do? She was a ballerina, you know. And she was waiting for a friend. She come walking down the street. She said, this is my friend, and I'm sure you two are going to agree. I said, oh, no, ballerinas. So they were ballerinas, and they went into the, they came into the Schwitz, and it was Monday, and it was like almost empty, and I was their guide. And we had like a ballerina moment. It was fucking unbelievable.
Did you wear a tutu?
I wanted to be a ballerina. In fact, I still want to be a ballerina. So when you see me stretching, it's because I'm doing all of these things as if I were a young girl trying to be a ballerina, because that's what I want. That's all I want, is to be a ballerina.
I want that too.
I do. I understand it. And to do the salt scrub at the same time. I want everybody in the whole city to do it. That's right.
Touch on for a second.
Yeah.
Noticed you've been to the Russian baths over 10,000 times?
No, about 6,700 perhaps.
Well, that's close to 10,000.
Yes.
Tell me about that. You stretching there?
Sometimes. The heat is for to get to the core of your existence, and not necessarily. Some people do stretch, and some people do yoga, and some people are, you know. But mostly I go there to just, like, you know, spread the love.
But don't you get bored?
Bored?
Yeah, like after a while.
No.
Like every time you go, it's a different experience.
Well, because I'm a very shy person, so that when I go there.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so. You don't seem shy.
Yeah, I'm not. So it's a place where I can go and have a social relationship with people and, you know, talk about all this bullshit that I talk about.
No, it's not bullshit.
I'm
Come
sorry.
On.
Yeah, right. I understand that. But, you know, my children might be listening and I have to at least give them some room, you know. Yes, yes, I know. It's bullshit.
Have you ever taken your genius son there?
Oh, my genius son was there since he was 3 years old.
So how many times he's taken baths?
He and I used to go every year to the hot spring in California from when he was age 9 until he was 20. Every year at the end of school, he and I would get in a plane and we would go to San Francisco.
You enjoy the Sonic stuff? Yeah.
That should have been the cover, the face he's doing right now.
And we'll go up to the spring. And at the spring, I will immerse myself in the water and I will become one with the universe. And it's beautiful. And what would the genius do? He would go into the library and read the design and implementation of the BSD kernel.
That's the right. What?
That's right. The design and implementation of the BSD kernel. 1,200 pages. And then on the way home, for fun, what we used to do is I would go to a page in this journal that was 1,200 pages thick, and I would say, I would read the first sentence on
read
the page.
It.
Who would know, looking at the progressive spacing of this X when the Y goes to the nth? I have no fucking idea. And I would read the sentence, and then the genius would recite everything that was on the page.
I bet his pronunciation of every word was so correct.
No. Sometimes, because they would read the words and they would understand what they were, but they had never heard them spoken. So it becomes a concept without a sound to go with it. So they would say, you know,
maybe your genius son knows Latin.
He knows. I asked the 30 of the under 30, and I said to him, what is it? Why do people say that? And he says, because I know 36 languages. He knows them fluently. So the answer is yes. And if he doesn't, he'll learn it.
So, well, that was unbelievable.
Huh?
That was great. I mean, what more can be said? Listen, hey, so what exactly is this genius?
Yeah.
What is a genius?
Because I ask him the same thing, and it's...
Can you do my homework?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I'm having trouble over here.
Yeah, so, and it's not... It's. I said to him... I'm going to get in trouble for this. I said to him... he told me that there was this one person that was the smartest person that he had ever encountered. A woman computer scientist who had received a B.A., from Harvard and a PhD from Harvard and MIT simultaneously.
That's kind of a...
Yes, before she
that
was...
That sounds like a prank to me.
Talk about...
before she was 22. And
talk about Schwitzen.
He said to me, she is the smartest... He said to me, she is the smartest human being I've ever seen in my life.
I am a genius.
But in a calculative way
genius.
Or spiritually deep as well.
Genius. I
and
am a genius.
She took me aside at the graduation ceremony, and she took me aside and she said, "He is the smartest person I've ever."
Oh, you? Oh, so we're sitting with the smartest person.
No. Speaking of my son.
Oh,
the genius who named me Messiah says. Yeah,
right,
that's the whole thing started.
So
with that.
He's like the Aaron.
He's
of
the
your
God.
Moses. Yeah.
He's the fucking God. He named me Messiah says.
So
and if he's naming me Messiah says, there's your fucking proof, atheist.
Yeah, word up. So the Messiah was the son of God, but your son is God, and he named you Messiah. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know, man.
You know what's crazy, Messiah says?
Yeah.
You say you were trying to run for president of the United States.
Yeah, I'm not very interested.
I am running.
He
for
is.
President.
And what's the site? What's the site name that you own?
Treesparty.com.
Trees Party. Trees Party.
That's right.
With a Z or with an S?
With an S, right?
Trees.
Yeah.
Like.
Right.
Trees.
Now wait. Earlier when we talked about it, you said that slang word trees wasn't exactly from like you know
it's
your
not from my generation.
It's not for your vernacular.
Do you know
maybe,
about
but, like,
yeah, but I'm on Reddit.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, you mentioned that too.
What's yeah, I'm not on Reddit.
Why? What's going on with that? Why are you?
I am. I think
deep into the conspiracy stuff.
There are millions of Reddit users, and I think I'm like in the top 600.
Really?
But why? What kind of data are you?
He's
are
not
you,
bullshitting. By the way, I've got Crispy on line 3.
Oh, yo.
Crispy, how you doing? Welcome to Gunwatch once again.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm busting out laughing right now, dude. I don't know if this guy is serious or if he's not serious.
Oh, he's really, really, really serious in a way that's very, very, really serious.
The website's great too.
Who is this guy and
like
what is he about?
Like
who is,
cancer.
Because I kind of got in 11 minutes late, so I don't know what is this guy about.
Hey, Crispy, let me point you somewhere. Go to treesparty.com.
Yeah, treesparty.com.
Now that'll take care of it.
Does this guy believe in a god or is he atheist?
His son is God. You dig?
His son is God.
I'm trying to explain that to you. Yes, that's what I'm trying to make clear right now. Yes, his son is God, and he is the Messiah, which is like the backwards version of, I don't know.
He made me Messiah.
Something's going on.
I had nothing
to do with
it.
Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Please, ask him.
Please.
What's his name again? Sorry, because like I got in
Messiah
11 minutes
says.
Late.
His name is Messiah Says.
You call me. Yeah.
Do I have to bow down before I start asking?
Oh, not
questions?
Even a little
like,
bit.
Do I have to you say got your it. Name you, first you, and be like, Messiah Says, I need to ask a question?
No, you got it wrong. You're fine, man. Just go
right.
for it.
Oh, my God. This is fucked up, man. Oh,
he's
man.
Dripping.
You believe that we were all created, right?
No, you got everything wrong.
Or were we created from your son?
I'm going to explain it right now, okay?
His son,
the,
dude.
There are two, the treesparty.com are process, purpose, and our process, purpose, and platform are the same. And I said that to you before.
Yes, that's true.
I said it to you before, and here's what it is. To get naked and groovy. And I can give you biblical purpose for that. The purpose of humanity is to have sex and to get high, and I can prove it to you from every point of view that there exists. Don't worry about the fucking books, because I don't give a shit. I'm not religious at all. Yo.
So what drugs do you experiment then to get you into this higher power of which you speak of?
The first time that I experienced it was when they gave me anesthesia when I was 4 years old and they cut my eyes.
Ew.
Yep. That was the first time I did it. And then when I was 8 years old, I remember it happening when I was with the Brenowitz boy down there at the pool. And they were playing on the... He played the slide guitar, in fact. And one of the things about the slide guitar is to realize that the sound...
Yeah.
There is no separation between the sound. The sound is one sound.
It's
you
one
can't
wave.
Hear that you can't. That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's what you are. And that's what we are. And that's what this whole thing is. And I realized it. And then through the years, there have been a variety of... Did you ask me about drugs? I refer to it as medicine.
Well, yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Hold on. Before we go into depth on too many things, yeah, I mean,
Crispy's producing
the
show.
Of what you are saying is concept meaning that we all are our own gods, because we all fear something and we all believe or we all feel is something great for us. Or
there is no fucking God.
We all kind of have a hell and we all
have a heaven. I'm going to make a song. There is no fucking God! I'm trying to see! There is no fucking God!
David.
I didn't mean to say that. That wasn't
Crispy.
Me saying that.
Bye, Crispy. Thank you for calling in. David from Lower Manhattan checking in on the Fast Blast saying, I rebuilt a BSD kernel on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Who said that?
This guy, David. He's a listener of the show.
Is that that? Is it David? Oh, shit.
He's a friend of mine named David.
Oh, you know who it
he's
is?
He's a friend of mine named David, yeah.
You know who it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does his last name include a color?
No, not that I okay. not that I know.
Tell him that I posted a picture of a something Creek Walnut Creek picture of a case from a Walnut Creek BSD CD set from 19. I don't know what it was. I put it on Reddit and got a huge amount of karma.
What is going on with this Reddit thing? I don't know. Like, I know.
Should
I know
it's the treesparty.com message.
Yeah, that okay, and also Jack, if you can
yeah,
help us
look up on the Reddit stuff.
Yeah, can you? Try to figure that out. Because
let's see what this video. It's a minute long.
Okay, cool. Let's play it.
Hello, my fellow Americans. My name is Messiah Says, and I am running for president on the Trees Party line. Our platform is simple. Our platform, our process, and our purpose are the same thing. Yes, we want to legalize what y'all people call marijuana. And it's cannabis that just grows out of the ground. And we believe that anything that grows out of the ground is by nature legal. So you vote for Messiah Says come November, and we will make all plants legal. Hey!
Yeah,
God bless America.
Oh, yeah,
thank you
right.
very much, my fellow Americans. Just remember to vote for Messiah Says and send your money. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Send it.
Bye-bye.
Send it.
Well,
that was great.
That was great. Well, I have to say, I do agree that all things that grow from the ground are naturally free and legal. I mean, they should be, right? They grow from the ground.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
that.
I understand. But what if he really become president or something? That'd be like real trippy, man.
It's fucking organic.
It's gonna happen. I think it'll happen. But listen. How can we actually? But like, even if I voted for you, because you know how this stuff works. There's like these huge parties, and
I do understand.
Yeah, yeah. So like, but how could we really do? I mean, like, what if Jack? What if he really like was president? Can you imagine this guy?
He might be.
He could be. You're my president.
I Tsarian says there's shadow governments.
And this so here's the final, I think, solution.
Okay. Are you in the shadow government?
I probably should not be saying this. Well, my wife, were I to be the president.
Yeah.
You understand?
She'd be the first lady.
No. No.
Okay.
No. My wife. So I want to have a cult. And the cult is a cult of the pure realization of perfection, also known, as we said before, love.
Yeah.
And it seems to me, from the point of view of a human being, that the realization of perfection and this unlimited and perfect love is all there is. That's the purpose. Get high, have sex. It's biblical. It's right there.
I'd be trying to tell people this all the time.
And if they would only fucking listen.
Yeah, seriously, they won't.
You know why?
Why won't they?
Because they're like that guy who called in and he was all upset about Messiah Says. He thought I was somehow talking about some sort of God. And he said, there is no fucking God.
Well, you know.
Let me tell you what happens when you die.
You fucking die. Fuck.
That's right. You fucking die. You go into the fucking ground. You become a fucking flower. The fucking bee goes and fucks with you. Takes the shit back to the fucking... fucking beehive. Honey.
Yeah, well, you know, I happen to agree with you. Crispy likes to stir the pot a little bit.
Is this D.D. Shroom? Is that you?
Oh, I am D.D. Shroom.
Yeah, what's
D.D.? He's not kidding.
What's D.D.? Yeah, yeah, what's going on? Listen, first of all, for the listeners, Messiah says...
He's winning Reddit, basically.
Yeah, basically,
he's like first place of Reddit.
But is he Messiah? Because I know you have a real name, and I know people actually know you as a person. Like,
friends don't call you Messiah. Your childhood friends don't call you Messiah.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like, he's been written about and stuff like that. Like,
I bet.
His name is Dennis. Yeah, I'm not going to say his last name.
He's famous on Reddit.
Yeah, he's famous on Reddit. So what does that mean, Jack? Because you know what Reddit is more than me.
No, he could explain it better than I. I have no idea.
Jerry Jones knows about
Messiah,
Reddit.
Messiah, what is it like to... What is it to be famous on Reddit? Explain it to me like I don't know anything, because I really don't. I'm trying to figure it out.
Son,
I really am.
My son has an unusual name.
Okay.
And my wife and I have been married for 11 years, I think. And one day I just got up and said, let's have a baby and name him... Okay.
You also got an 11-year-old?
Wait, you actually said...
I don't want to say what his name is.
Okay, fair enough, yeah, fair enough.
I think I don't know the answer.
Understood.
And we did. Okay. So,
that was just a funny way of putting it.
Yeah, he pooped out a baby.
I just like the way you said it, but I'm sorry. Go on.
And
go
when
on.
People... When, so, and he is... He is really a wizard with computing.
Okay.
And his name is unusual.
Okay.
So... people say to him, who would name you that? He shows them the bike lane video.
The what video?
The bike lane video.
What's that?
At the height of some bike lane video thing, I made a video with... I was just really... I said, listen to me. You got fucking Prospect Park West over here. You take fucking Prospect Park West, you turn it into fucking Flatbush Avenue. What are you, fucking stupid? And it just goes on and on. It's pretty... what can I tell you?
Can we get it? We should play it. I don't even know what he's talking about. Yeah, it sounds funny.
So Reddit... So I posted it on Reddit.
Okay, all right. I see where
it's
going.
If you can find it, it's pretty intense.
All right, cool.
And if you can find it. But it's called Fascist Bike Lanes. Fascist bike lanes on the Messiah Says.
New York.
There you go.
Yeah, I found it.
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
So,
and I live in a very fashionable section with a lot of rich people and politicians and stuff. And my wife, a very big environmentalist and a bike lane advocate. I, on the other hand, am not a bike lane advocate. I think bike lanes are fucking stupid, especially the fucking bike lane of fucking Prospect Park West in Brooklyn. Let me explain why. You got the whole fucking park right there, like
right
10
there.
Feet away from the fucking bike lane. You could ride your fucking bike
right
in the
fucking park.
Nobody gives a shit. But No, we got some sort of fascistic mayor.
This goes on and fucking on.
Yeah, so why? So, all right, very good. I like that rant.
So Gothamist picked it up from Reddit.
Okay.
Gothamist, so it went from having 10 views to having 10,000 views very quickly.
Right.
And then YouTube took note of me, and then YouTube started recommending the other ones. People liked it for some reason. And now I have 1,270,000 views.
Well, bikes are important to New Yorkers. I mean, the whole city bike thing. And you know that the whole city bike
thing. I just want to point out quickly, the two guests, like two of the guests that Avdetta have booked are internet celebrities, like totally unbeknownst to her. I think that's interesting.
That's interesting, yeah, because Avdetta booked
Sukar, and she had no idea he was an internet celebrity.
Yeah, because
like
they were close friends, and
she just knows people that are like, you know, naturally inclined to become internet celebrities.
And Messiah is Messiah is a Schwitzer. And he's schwitzing like a Meshuggah over here while he's playing his guitar.
Yo.
And unbeknownst to Odetta, yes, he's so. Is Reddit just a forum? Is that what it is? It's a forum for
Reddit
people.
Reddit refers to itself as the front page of the internet.
It's the front page of the internet. Okay. How did I know? I thought I knew. I thought I knew the internet. I guess I didn't.
Not at all.
I thought Reddit was like Yelp.
Well, no. Reddit. The genius told me that Reddit on any given weekday. 6% of North American users go to Reddit.
You're adding. You got to be kidding me! I never heard of this.
He said that there's nothing else like that. There's a lot of people who go on Reddit, and Reddit is it's fun.
Jack, you need to say something.
No, he's right. He's right.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, I know what Reddit is. In other words, I've heard about it a million times, but I didn't know it was that big. I thought it was like, isn't it mostly like. Like, what's the content? It's mostly, like, not conspiracy, but, like...
It's everything, Aaron.
It's everything.
It's the front page of the internet.
It's literally everything.
It's like if you took Evan's, like Volkswagen, like, forum, but made it about everything?
Correct.
Okay,
everything and anything.
Now I understand.
And you can create them. I have created many, and, in fact, I'm the proud creator of Playing Guitar.
You created Playing Guitar?
Playing Guitar on Reddit.
So this guy's got everything.
No.
But look.
Can you go ban people?
But look.
I can't ban people from that.
Wow, that's crazy. But look, you know, especially YouTube and stuff has power. You could be president. Who the fuck knows?
I told you I'm running for president.
Dude, I know you're running for president, but I'm saying
you better hurry.
Just because I want you to smile inside while we're running for president doesn't mean I'm not serious.
No. I'll vote for you for president. And listen, you know, people
this
like
is the start of it.
The people who are like, you know, president now. And stuff, you know, they got to get on YouTube just to keep up with guys like that know about it already, like you,
or the genius,
yeah, or the genius, the one who taught you,
because they got
you
me
birthed the one who taught you.
Yeah, you owe a lot of credit, sir.
No, I said, and I said to him, I said, and he said, when I asked him, he said, finally,
can you quote him?
He said, could I call him?
Quote him.
He was asked. A question while being interviewed for a very important job when he was 20. It was very... What? Oh!
It's
hey, baby.
Fine.
That's nice, Mom. You know what I like. He was being interviewed for a very important job when he was 20. This is going to ruin my family, by the way. And he tells the story. And they asked him a question, and he answered the question, and they stopped the interview, and they said, okay, Mr. Guy with the funny name, how'd you know the answer to that? We've asked 100 people. No one's ever answered the question.
Really? Interesting.
Now I'll quote him. He said, it's on the top of the second page of the sixth chapter of the C Programmer's Guide.
Oh, wow.
Close quote, which is what they had the book open to.
So he
can do that. I told you before, you didn't necessarily hear it, but he would read a 1,200-page book over 10 days, and then I would start the top of the page, and he would... You know, be able
to
recite the page.
Memory.
It's not even that. No, it's
beyond.
It's only he has to want to do it.
That's so interesting, though, that he knew.
Because he actually understands it as well as can mm-hmm. actually
see. You know, because I know smart guys like this, like these computer guys and stuff.
Yeah,
but like
me too.
But he like knows the page you're talking about when you're asking him a question,
sometimes.
Like of like the Bible of computers and stuff. Sometimes, yeah. Well, listen, Jesus Christ,
he knows it.
Okay, so what?
Fuck him! don't put that on the show.
No, it's fine. Yeah, well, okay, we're erasing.
Do you
it
edit
from the show.
This shit?
Yeah. We just edited it out.
No,
yeah.
We don't.
Yeah, no, we don't. So what's going on with the Schwitzing? Because I'm not running out of time super fast, but I want to touch on it. I think we need some time to talk about it. It seems very important. Odetta, you were the one that mentioned to me that our friend Dennis, a.k.a. Messiah Says, was a frequenter of the they're called bathhouses, right?
Mm-hmm. And I used to live around the block from that shit.
Yeah, you did, right? On 10th Street or something like that? So I heard that this thing, I guess before they were secret-ish before, and now they're not as much or something like that?
The baths?
Yeah.
I think they've been around for 100 years or so, right?
It's been there for, that place has been in continuous operation since 1892.
Take me through a bath. Is it like a mikveh where you have to be like blessed in the water? I mean, I've never been in something like this.
Ease used to go to them shits.
Oh, okay. Well, he was, rest in peace, Ease.
My first guitar teacher was Bobby Radcliffe, who lived in a little tenement apartment on 12th Street, and I would go into his place, and there was a bathtub in the kitchen.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't have, and a lot of the places didn't have water at all.
Okay.
So to a certain degree, there were public baths where people would go because otherwise they wouldn't be able to bathe.
Oh, interesting.
The baths has a long history, but what it is a place to go in the heart of New York City where people have been going for over 100 years, and it's really hard to describe this. It's mildly intangible. Think of it as if your body goes into this sea of heat and it says to itself, wait a minute, this is not good. I'm going to release all of the stuff in me to fight this.
Uh-oh.
And it does, but in fact, there's nothing wrong with you, so you just end up feeling beautiful. It's hard really to explain it.
So, it's hard to feel beautiful, though.
Well, but
it isn't hard to feel beautiful.
Listen, Armando, take advice.
I'm trying. You see me listening?
Yeah. So wait. So, but the, it's
just
not
take a deep breath and sigh from your heart, like this, from your heart.
Let's all do that, listeners. Everyone, give a sigh. Give a big breath and sigh.
And now
from your
another
heart.
One.
I think Jack needs one of those.
So you tell me, how do you feel when you do that?
I feel a lot better.
I do too. And I got to be honest.
In fact, the next time you do it, you can start at that place because your mind and your body can actually remember what you just did. And you can teach yourself to see beauty and happiness in everything. And it took only two deep breaths to start the process.
Yeah, think about that.
I'm going to do it two more times.
And it's the easiest thing in the world. Go for it right now.
Not only is it... It's if it's the only thing that if you stop doing it, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point. So wait,
you become a flower.
You become a flower.
You know what? You're
bee,
so right. Your shoelaces are so beautiful.
So just on the baths a little more. It's more than if you're feeling holy like that. It's more than just hot water.
Oh, it's not hot water at all. You're sitting in a room that is probably 20 feet high, probably at least 20 foot square, probably bigger than that, and it has in the corner a 20 foot deep stone oven, and the whole room is made of stone.
Interesting.
And
the
oven is filled with boulders that are gigantic, and overnight they put a gas burner on them and they turn bright red. And then in the morning they turn it off and they let people go in and there's water running in the place.
Freezing cold water.
The heat penetrates you as if there were a god. And the penetration is so beautiful. It's what people refer to as religious experience, but it's not.
It's a true sauna.
Okay, but so why
that's what it is.
But
yeah.
There's two steam rooms.
Yeah.
And the Turkish bath is the hottest room, right? And then there's two wooden saunas.
I would say that the one at the end of the room, which is the Russian room, I call that. Russian room.
Why freezing cold water over the stones?
To cool off.
Oh. Oh. No, not over the stones.
Oh, okay.
Freezing cold water over your head.
Like buckets.
Oh. So you're in hot water and then they put cold water.
No, stop with the water. There's no hot water.
There's no water.
It's just a hot room.
Think of it as a sauna, but it's stone.
Oh, it sounds fascinating. I gotta check it out.
You just walk apparently, in apparently and start it's perspiring.
Really?
Yeah. And you can't take it after a few minutes. You have to douse yourself.
But wait, so you go to this too?
Yeah.
Claire says she goes to this thing too.
I want to go right now.
Yeah, but everyone always tells me.
Oh, there you go. Exactly right.
Yeah, but is it? But who's in there? Do you ever see people you know? Are people naked or
this guy?
Yeah, you see him.
I haven't been on. I've only been on.
What do you wear?
Days. your bathing suit. They have little cotton shorts and towels and robes.
Well, co-ed days, where it's like a men's thing. It's like a
It used to be that every day was men's day except Wednesday, which was all women's day.
My mom lived on 10th Street and would go all the time.
Okay,
and then it was naked. If you wish, I mean, you didn't, your clothing options, you don't have to be naked. Ding-a-lings.
Oh, so at that time, you could have your ding-a-lings, as Armando says.
You still
says.
Can on Sunday morning and on Thursday.
I'm going to go to those ones.
No,
cotton god.
Oh, you're not going to go to those ones? Is there a lot of ding-a-lings on that day?
No, you are way, way, way off. So let me explain.
All right.
If there were ding-a-ling on co-ed day,
right,
the human attached to the ding-a-ling would be so out of there so fucking fast you would have no fucking idea how hard but there you go. Hey, that would not be tolerated by anyone, period. Not even any ding-a-ling.
So no,
you show your ding-a-ling, you are never coming back here. Fuck you.
So you can't be
but that would be kind of extravagant if you've been banned from the bathroom.
No, there are those.
Who decide to show their ding-a-ling.
No, who are banned for a variety of reasons.
For a variety of reasons. Maybe ding-a-ling, maybe not ding-a-ling.
Boner alert.
Yeah, well, no. It's, women often are naked from the waist up, which is mildly controversial.
Well, but now legal. But now legal, I guess.
It's,
right?
It's been legal for a long time,
right?
And it has been on a website that says that this is a place where you can go and be topless and not be harassed or mistreated. Shit. So
I went to the beach the other day over.
But that
in
has
Hilden.
Nothing to do with it. The whole thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, boobs are cool.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
The whole thing is to take the heat and then cool and take the heat and then cool and take the heat and cool and go home. And that's what it's all about. And anything else is just...
Yeah, you don't notice. Yeah, you wouldn't know anyway. It doesn't matter.
Messiah, how come you started archiving how many times you've gone to this place?
Only... it was because it's because.
Because the because the water's cold.
No, because it's an element. It's people ask me at the bath because I'm like the mayor sometimes.
Oh, okay, interesting. I see. You're like the guy of the bathhouse in a way.
The first time I ever went, you gave me some scrub.
And what's the scrub? The salt scrub. I've
heard things about this. So I think we should start going there now. Yeah,
well, I have psoriasis, by the way. I don't know if salt scrub's good for that, but I have skin issues. Probably not, right?
Well, do you exfoliate?
I don't know what that means.
Do you use anything that you...
To get my skin off?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I should, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
What I make is... And it can be done with salt, with sugar also.
Okay.
Is I take salt and olive oil and grapeseed oil and the essential oil of lemongrass.
Mm.
And I make a salt scrub. I was taking this bath, but the thing is I was competing with the guys who work there.
Oh, I see. They sell salt scrub there, so you're bringing
and
your own.
Scrubs
I did. It's like the movies, if you bring McDonald's to the movies or something like that.
And I wouldn't do that.
I dig.
I wouldn't come outside here and do a radio show.
Yeah, or bring a pizza maker to here.
Outside
or
of the
right.
show
yeah,
and put exactly. one of those trucks out in front
yeah,
of
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, shit, man.
You know?
God. The God.
Fuck God.
Don't say that.
Oh shit, now I'm in
we
trouble.
We should be nice. We should be nice to everyone, right?
Well, you have to understand that I'm also associated with Hasidic people.
Yeah,
Sids.
I'm trying to figure it out. Like, are you Jewish? Are you? I mean,
I am certainly Jewish.
Okay,
I am
fair
not,
enough.
I am not.
Come on now.
Well, because you know, you never know. I'm Ginsburg, but I'm not Jewish.
I am certainly Jewish. I am not observant. At all.
Do you think that observant Jews don't like mushrooms and beer and pot, or do they like it?
It depends. They love it. Don't be silly. Everybody likes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everyone likes it. You know, I think the Hasidics, they like to have sex and get high, too, I think, a little bit.
Are you kidding?
I think they do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody
well, because Catholics and Christians don't do that.
Somebody once asked me, they said, what are they thinking about? And I said... Pussy.
Yeah, well,
money,
that may be true. But
pussy money
weed. But Catholics and Christians don't do, or they don't. They claim they don't. That's their rap. They don't think about sex, and then they don't think about drugs. It's impure and blah blah blah.
I don't think about sex that much.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, I'm frustrated. What's up, Jack? You gonna say something?
Yeah, Mondo's lying.
Maybe he might. Mondo seems to sort of waltz into sexual situations. Maybe he doesn't.
And
think
then
that.
I don't know what to do with it. I go,
he's a ballerina.
When I said there is no fucking God, by the way.
No, we're not.
Excuse me, because there are Hasidic people who will hear this. When I said there is no fucking God, first of all, I'm not supposed to say God, but I'm quoting my son.
Who is God?
No, hey, can we?
Who a senior vice president of a very important place said was God?
So he's got to be.
Got to be, baby. Yeah, you know, this is America.
Yeah, word.
I'm sorry, but no, I have no idea if there is such a thing. I have been to the horizon of the human consciousness, and I have seen its source, but I can't tell you what it is. If it has a rule, it has only one rule, and that rule is to love.
Of course.
Well, I think that's one thing we learned a lot about. And by the way,
I mean, I've been learning about, but I love to love.
Armando and I have been learning a lot about love these last.
Yeah,
couple
I love
of years.
Aaron. I love Odetta. Now I love Messiah. Says,
oh, I love Messiah.
I've been love Jack.
How can
I mean,
we
everyone
all
knows.
Better lovers?
Thank you.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, but maybe I should go to the bathhouse. Maybe that'll help me.
Definitely.
How much does it cost?
$1 million.
Yeah.
I buy a yearly subscription.
And how much is it?
For you, it's probably not as much because you're the mayor.
There's two different shifts, Boris shift and David shift, and I pay more on David shift, believe it or not. I pay $800.
For a year?
That's for half a year.
Ay, ay, ay. That's a lot of money.
You go every day, though.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense, then.
You can go every day for the $800.
I'll do that for $800.
I guess that's true.
And if you go twice a week, then it pays for itself.
But is it the kind of thing, like, because you know how, like, you smoke weed for a while and then it stops really being as fun? Does the bathhouse do that, or it always stays just as fun?
As does weed, for me, it gets better and better.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
I
enough.
Love weed.
Fair
I
enough.
Love baths.
I love weed and baths, too.
These
all right, G-pens
are too strong, though, I'll tell you.
The thing about G-pens is that they make smoking marijuana, like almost hurt, kind of.
It's kind of boring now.
Yeah, it's like you want
to. It's too easy.
Yeah, exactly. If we had those when we were kids,
That's why I've been chain-smoking all these Marlboro Reds.
Anyway, so, listen, we learned a hell of a lot about a lot of different stuff. Messiah Says had a great song. He did some live music. I think Odetta is going to play a song.
Yes. Yeah,
it's
going to music break,
show.
And then...
Yes, she is.
Well, no, there's a... Well, no, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to go to music, and we're
that's
done.
That's correct.
That's it.
Oh.
It's almost 10:30, dude. It's 10:06, so...
Time flies.
So why don't you guys,
play?
Did you bring your instrument, right?
I brought my band.
Yeah, Odetta's going to play a song, because she's going to play this 4th of July show. This is going to be the official preview for
so
that.
So this is really, really interesting because Spirit Family Reunion has been sort of like, you know, and then as far as folk music goes, modern folk music goes, it's been in the news a lot, and I haven't seen them play, but I've seen them that they have played, and I've watched their thing on NPR, and I saw, you know,
really?
Very talented singers, and the album's good, and the lady that plays the banjo is really cool. I think she's kind of hot, actually.
What? Yeah. Look at that instrument Odetta has.
So Odetta is going
to
play.
They're about to jam out?
They're about something like that. But Odetta is going to be playing with Spirit Family Reunion and Gunfight. Odetta, anything you want to say about the show? It's a special one, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she invited me.
It's close to the water, so we're all going to watch the fireworks and then go play music and dance. It's at the bazaar, so I think there's going to be... lots of colors
all
and
right.
chaos.
Fair enough. That sounds beautiful. I will be out of
my
town, but I wish
seas.
I could join. And why don't we get a little bit of a preview up in here for the 4th of July? I know I'm happy to be an American.
You better.
What song are we going to play?
I don't know.
Let them decide.
What key is that in? Yeah.
F. It's in G. Actually,
he said, what key is that in? Yo.
If I knew how to play a G, I would be way over my head.
Yo.
This, I can tell you.
Yo. Oh.
No, that's not a G.
Winter Constellation.
That's an F sharp.
As we tune up, got some interesting sounds as we tune up. Gunwash, yeah. What's up?
How much did you learn today?
So,
I don't know. I'm still trying to digest it. Earlier in the show, I really was kind of feeling shitty. You know what I mean? And now I feel a little bit better. I can tell you that I feel better.
We're watching these people tune.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tune because I don't know how.
Yeah, that's fine. That's whatever. God is here. All right, well, now we...
You play, and
I wish I could play as fast as you.
So here we go. It is...
Now I'm nervous.
Hey, do you want me to record you?
You can go ahead and introduce yourself anytime you're ready.
There we go.
Thank you. can't promise not to buy it, man. Oh, as a woman, I can dream of all the future fights. On the bike, on the beach, in my bedroom, it's selling for my mistakes. Yeah. I can't find a better man to prove what I knew to be mankind. You taste like my fire's light. Winter consolation. Take a swig, I'll drink it down. My cool libation down my throat, past my teeth to my belly. Yes, I learned from my mistakes that I can't find a better man to prove what I can do to heal mankind. Oh, the ills and the aches were all cursed with, and the pills and the pains we can't ignore. If we could find a peace of mind, we know what to do. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's in store. We don't know. Oh, oh. That's all.
Wow.
As always, beautiful. As always, beautiful music from Odetta. Yeah. All of her original songs always give me goosebumps.
Yes.
And of course, the live performances and in studio work, amazing. Thank you, Odetta. That was beautiful. What is the name of that song? I feel blessed that you sang it just now.
I call it Winter Constellations.
Excellent. Well.
Yeah.
What a special one. Well, what can I say? The show took my breath away, guys. I cannot be more thankful that you came all the way here to see us, Messiah Says. You played some great music and gave us great knowledge. Odetta, thank you for producing the show and, of course, playing us your song.
Double duty.
Double duty.
any closing thoughts, Mr. Messiah Says?
Before he does this, what about a drop?
Well, we're going to get a drop.
I have a closing.
Yeah, I want to hear everything, all of it.
Yeah, put me on.
At least as much as we can fit in.
Your song was beautiful and it filled me up completely. It was just wonderful. There was nothing left. It was just great.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Armando.
Thank you all, and thank Jack, especially, for producing. Yes. And Odetta, because without that stuff, I wouldn't even be able to juggle all the data in my head. And Armando... Yeah, I know. Jack's okay. He's fine. All right, well, thank you, Messiah Says. The night is winding down, as they say. We miss you, Jeremy Spliffington. We know you're out in Jamaica, hopefully listening. Well, I miss him.
I miss him a lot.
You know what?
I don't miss the mess.
Oh, well.
That's, boy's mess.
That's that wire joke.
Good thing he's definitely not tuning in. well, guys, listen. Go see Odetta Hartman tomorrow night at the Bazaar for 4th of July. She's playing with Spirit Family Reunion and another... gunfight.
You know who else is going to be there?
Band. Who else?
Marcel.
Marcel will be there. So
if anyone sees me in the street, please hand me a bunch of fireworks.
Yeah, he's Armando's please looking. Armando's looking for fireworks.
I got one for you.
Thank you.
When Messiah says,
I want to lose my fingers. I want to lose all my fingers.
You don't want to do that.
Yes, you do.
I gotta. No, you don't want to. Messiah Says was filming us tonight. Hopefully we end up on Reddit and we can actually get
more on YouTube.
We'll get some more listeners or something. Yeah. Well, you know, you can find us every Thursday at gunwash.com. And you know, we broadcast live from the Heritage Radio Network.org here at Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York.
Yo.
What's the zip code?
The zip code, I don't know. 112307. Okay, there you go.
11206.
Late call ins are 718-497-2128. Armando, you got any? Oh, you know what? Let's get a drop. Messiah Says, you know, we at the end of every show, we like our in-studio guests, at least ones we haven't had before, to give a little message to the listeners and then shout our name out. So, for example, I would say, hey, my name's Aaron. I really like carrots, and I'm listening to Gunwash.
I have no short-term memory. What?
Sorry. So
just say your name, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Say your name, and then...
You want me to do the exit?
No. I don't want you to exit.
No. What?
No, we want you to say, hey, my name is Messiah Says.
Hey, my name is Messiah Says.
And you're listening to Gunwash.
And you're listening to Gunwash.
Right. And now all together, we say it in one sentence.
But you can also play it.
You could also play it. You want to play it? Yeah, play it. Well, play it.
That's an idea.
Now that's an idea.
But I gotta put on my thumb picks again then.
All right, that's fine.
This is not something that, you know, there's a guy down there that says what to do. You do what that guy says. You don't do anything else. Otherwise, bad shit happens.
Okay, but this is not gonna take that long.
No, I'm ready.
Hurry.
You got problems, huh?
Hurry.
What is it? What are we doing?
The name of the show is Gunwash.
Gunwash. Messiah Says, and this is Gunwash.
Shake that out, baby. All right, excellent.
That's a show.
Well, join us next week on Gunwash. Thank you, Armando. Got anything else to say to the audience?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you, Messiah Says.
All righty, we'll see you next week.
Set the foundation. That's why we are Roughneck Sound Killer. Oh, we're Roughneck Sound Killer.
Yeah, it is. All them little song boy, we are going on a go on light. So well, then them are the champion. Let me tell you this, I will electrocute the song boy and let them hold them corner. Cause when it comes to music, is we are the Gorgon. So come.
Enough of them balling. Burning for some clash, but them can't manage it. Why? Of them balling for some clash. Some of them want it.
What up, Gunwash? This is Francis Rose.
Some of them balling for some clash. None of them want it, but can't manage it. They string up them sound in a dance hall. Their selector is so tall. But when we fling one dub play style, yes, you should just see them running wild. Now some of them ballin' for sound clash. None of them want it, but can't manage it. It takes a lot of intelligence and a lot of common sense. It takes a lot of duct tape and I will live for 45. Ballin' for some cash. Enough of them want it.
You only got a few days more to get the guns you want, and of the guns on the first day of Christmas, guess what Santa bring for me? Glock, a Magnum, and a rusty M3. Rap-a-bam-bam, we don't want to rap-a-bam-bam. Yeah, Santa Lord, say you only got a few days more to get the guns you want, and of the gun store on the first day of Christmas, guess what Santa bring for me? Glock, a Magnum, and a rusty M3. Rap-a-bam-bam, we don't wanna rap-a-bam-bam. 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 What is the meaning of rap-a-bam-bam? Tell us the meaning of rap-a-bam-bam. Bam-bam, lick a shot out of the rap-a-bam-bam. And you get chopper to the rap-a-bam-bam. One gonna prison to the rap-a-bam-bam. Wanna serve life sentence to the rap-a-bam-bam. When Santa come to town with long gun in a man, tell me Santa Claus where you are teaching youth man. Give him a guitar and a mic in a him. Make him go nice up stage show and make dance jam. And growing at this world as a big musician.
nation. And tread all over the globe and chant Rasta song. Rapa pam pam, we no want no rapa pam pam. Rapa pam pam, we no want no rapa pam pam. Rapa pam pam, we no want no rapa pam pam. I'm the first thing.
This is a bad boy. I like you to kill people. See, yes, you wanna take up. I when me put on. Mad Cabra talk for the 90s. And when me put down, gun mass with your bama and your one house a gun. Me tell them where they ma take up. And when me put down, gun mass with your bama and your one girl a gun. Me resign. Certain things me put down, but me will kill you with your bama and your one house a gun. Me resign. But me still have me strife. Come off of me gun and die. Me will take you. Bad, 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 me tell them where they ma take up. And when me put down, gun mass with your bama and your one house a gun. Me tell them where they ma take up. And when me put down, mass with your bama and your one girl a gun. Sign. Certain things me put down, but me will kill you with your bama and your one house a gun. Me resign. But me still have me strife. Come off of me gun and die. Me will take you. Me resign. I know you a talk to me. If you ramp me, go dig up. Be big more special. Me tell them where they ma take up. And when me put down, come mass with your bama and your one house a gun. Me tell them where they ma take up. And when me put down, come mass with your bama and your one girl a gun. We a bad boy. We no left the Uzi. We a bad boy. Now left out the big mouth special. We a bad boy with the M16. We a bad boy with the double clip magazine. We a bad boy. We clean me gun in your face. We a bad boy. You run like you a run race. When they ma take up, and when me put down, come mass with your bama and your one house a gun. Me tell them where they ma take up, and when me put down, come mass with your bama and your one house a gun. Because some guy bad Sunday morning, when everybody gone to church meeting. When them don't like them a shock and them a sting. But I true them don't know, so we put down certain things, me resign. Certain things me put down, but me will kill you with your bama and your one house a sign. But me still have me stripe. Just come off of me gun and boy, before me take your life, me resign. I know you are talk to me. Don't you know, say me will dig up the big mouth species. I come where them a take up. And when me put down, come mass with your bama and your one house a gun. Me tell them where them a take up. And when me put down, come mass with your bama and your one house a gun. Now hear this, boy, suspension. Phenomenon in the one. Who no listen to the Don? Who this? Original gun garden. Where are you, man? No, I could say that you disappointed DJs by the gun and where me carry for my teeth. But me have the gun finger, for twist the gun trigger, and I know me a go turn on the heat. So me say, let me tell you this, that we both know where we stand. No, make me have to twist the gun trigger, forget the mother Cobra and the youth where them fast people talk right now. Excuse me, you're out of order. Then people, your name mad Cobra. Excuse me. Now hear this. Why? Suspension. Pain in the one. Who no listen to the Don? Who this? Original gun garden. Where are you, man? No, I could say that you disappointed DJs by the gun and where me carry for my teeth. But me have the gun finger, for twist the gun trigger, and I know me a go turn on the heat. So me say, let me tell you this, that we both know where we stand. No, make me have to twist the gun trigger, forget the mother Cobra and the youth where them fast people turn right and now. Excuse me, boy, you're out of order. Telling people your name mad Cobra. Excuse me, say me no understand. How be that one you come from a winning Capleton? Excuse me, and get out the way. So me say, who this ya one bout him name is Shabba. A guy him turn on the heat, put on the pressure. Say listen, Dan Gargan have them pan the fire. Me say, one day when ya lick the hem posa. One day when me ya lick the old Santana. One day when me ya lick the big bazooka. Say, excuse me, when the life in a danger. Excuse me, boy, the Gargan them out ya. Me say, hold on tight and hang on strong. From left from Jamaica, every word youth man is the gun for me. Take the DJs I mention. Don't take off the stripe off of them one. Let me take the
first step up at the boy Capleton. Heading for my crew back at him a man. The man me a go send him a Bellevue to some psychiatrist. A man make them look after him, turn him in a right. He's a man say, excuse me, why you out of order? Excuse me, you send your cock at the pump fire.
Dedicated to all guys, we are going like them big and broad and take the general for fraud. How them strike, we are going to pop off and take fuck them under car. Don't give them notice when them come out of me. Watch me now. Dopey. Then you are going then. You test the general in full up on end. Dedicated to all guys, we are going like them big and broad and take the general for fraud. How them strike, we are going to pop off and take fuck them under car. Don't give them notice when them come out of me. Watch me now. Dopey. Then you are going then. You test the general in full up on end. Why you dead, you won't go dead. You diss the program and me shot you not your head. How would I let you go? If you never diss the program, how would I let you go? Shut up diss the wild Indian, how would I let you go? Diss my friend John John, how would I let you go? You say we are a youngster. Why you dead, you won't go dead. You diss the program and me fool you up and dead. Why you dead, you won't go dead. You diss the program and me shot off your head. Day that day when me shows a big bread. A boy this the program and me shot him nine head. Me sight a informer the one day off he dead. Cause time a get rough and me say things a get dread. Ragamuffin Junior cat now I'm gonna live like Peggy Reg. And a boy this the program, me shot him nine head. Me have a 45 extra clip it full up. Me da go let you go. Yes you should know this the program. We da go let you go. Should know this the wild Indian. Me da go let you go. Should know this me friend John John. And give me the ticket now I no wrong bang. Go show them steal it, say them a ring down, man. Rock him up, Junior cat them on the reggae ver. What, yeah, then you won't go down.
Okay. Wickedness increase again, man, for the 90s. Original 90s, who buys no? Watch the sound, man.
Okay.
See why it's been white trick this air. There's a man called clear. White trick this air. You did, there's man gone clear. I am sorry if a DJ should have come in a big way. Me a call them a night and tackle them a day. Under the moonlight or even the sun ray. Watch me now, massive again, watch me. Cause if one of them stand up before me, fans no bother front, don't bother worry. Find them out and show me. Cause me cut even the case immediately. Watch me now. Can't bother with me, not no patient. 92, me a go build up the fence. Right around for me lyrics garden. If a DJ people over in life I go end. Oh lord, what them I go do? Pure style and pattern from them 92. What about lyrics in my mind? Me I go continue. Tell me now, what them why? This is shit. Original 92 poisonous. A DJ test me, him a go meet sudden death. That mean him a go play. Who no does stress off in me tranquility. As I him also perplexed. Cause when the lyrics start fall, he don't he get to wet up with the lyrics and from me yeah. So too much a show shit a long time. Me in a this and now I am a vet from way back when. And the foundation set, they put up on the front page. For you know you me yet, I won't know you me yet. To hear me more life and direct. I could have it like a day. I'm in good life, man. Comics, melody in a me brain, lyrics of all kind. I wouldn't kill less lyrics I burn like fire and I sue me like sis. When you hear me, when you know me, kill them all and come back alone. Father, that's why I'm nigga as Sylvester Stallone. When you know me, kill them all and come back alone. Father, that's why I'm nigga as Sylvester Stallone. Make one of me a fire shame like a jump on original Costa Bill.
She should have killed me last year.
This is the original Poison for the case, man. TK, man, I'm gonna take back talk scene. Shut out a boy half on a distance. You don't know so God Almighty, man. Some boy talk about gun and know nothing about gun. Why them know, man? You don't know me. Kill them all and come back alone. But that's why I'm nigga as Sylvester Stallone. You don't know me. Kill them all and come back alone. But that's why I'm nigga as Sylvester Stallone. Make one with me a fire shape like a trombone. Original custom built. Leave me alone. Send me down, no type of lick you with no big stone. Say funerals, but after your own sweet home. And me 57 rats, I know it happy chrome. And no boy we kill and people no stop mommy. Come me, tell Jeremiah I'm me one Tyrone. But no be trespass on the murderers. Wanna know me, kill them all and come back alone. But that's why the nigga and Sylvester Stallone. Wanna know me, kill them all and come back alone. But that's why the nigga and Sylvester Stallone. Assassination, yes and it will happen again. Don't get the bull with them
a step in a defend assassination. Yes, it a no. And then when we a kill people, boy, we no beg friend of
Iba, Iba, hombre, hombre. Hey, amigos, you come to test the champion song. You peep into see what we got over here, amigos. But tonight you're going to die because we come to kill our spy gringo. We gonna kill you, Bruto.
Come on now. Shilly-lilly, boom, boom, day. Shilly-lilly, boom, shi, boom, shi. Shilly-lilly, boom, boom, day. Come on then, spy fit day. Informa be dead, he's dead. Informa be dead. Come on then.
Iba, Iba, hombre, hombre. Hey, amigos, you come to test the champion zone. You keep on peeping to see what we got over here, amigos. But tonight you're going to die because we come to kill our spy gringo. We gonna kill you, Bruto.
Come on now. Shilly-lilly, boom, boom, day. Shilly-lilly, boom, shi, boom, shi. Shilly-lilly, boom, boom, day. Come on then, spy fit day. Informa be day, yeah. Informa be dead. Come on then, shilly-lilly, boom, day. We kill informa.
All right then, son, boy. Pack up your chill and glasses.